For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Paycheck Protection Program 2.0 opened for business this morning in Connecticut and around the country. After the initial $349 billion ran out in just 2 weeks, 11 days ago, the federal government has now made an additional $310 billion available to small businesses who agree to keep and pay their employees. Fairfield County-based attorney Nancy Hancock of the firm Pullman & Comley specializes in the banking industry. She joins us now. Nancy, the biggest complaint I heard about the first iteration of PPP is that banks were going at too methodical a pace and they were often favoring bigger business clients who may not have needed the money as much as smaller business clients. Are those fair criticisms, and will the banks be doing anything differently this time around?
I don't like to unfairly criticize lenders because I represent not just banks, but also borrowers from banks. And I feel like the lenders were put in a pretty difficult situation because this was advertised, and it says it in the statute, first come, first serve basis. Everybody was in a rush, and the purpose was to get the money out quickly, but there was no guidance. And in the 4 weeks that the PPP has been in place, and while the first crunch of funding came out, there has been guidance. Interim final regulations have been promulgated, and there is a ton more information now available. The banks are in a much better position. They already have people who were left over and left unfunded from the first tranche. Those folks already have their applications queued up. The banks have had an opportunity to review a lot of those applications, so they're in great form. And they're ready to hit the send button.
Well, I want to deal with that, actually, when you talk about those people who were left over from the last time. So my assumption has been that those people would be first in line this time to get the money, correct?
It's between them and their lenders where they are in queue. Different lenders had different policies for how people are lined up. But my understanding from speaking to many of my clients is that if they missed the first time, they've already been put in order someplace, and that starting at 10:30 today, applications have been submitted to the SBA.
So it sounds like, from what you've said so far, that based on your discussions with your banking clients, that there was a learning curve climbed through the first iteration, and that you expect things to go a little smoother this time.
It will go smoother. Also, some of the banks who had not historically been SBA lenders, they're now attuned to it. So both experienced SBA lenders and the new group of banks that have been allowed to make these loans all have a much better sense of what the application should look like and what their clients should do to prepare. And there's $60 billion of the $310 billion in the reboot that has been set aside for insured depository institutions, credit unions, and community financial institutions, which is deliberately to try to make sure that some very small businesses that don't have historic credit or relationships with the larger banks will have some amount set aside for them.
Should new appliers even bother applying now with so many people already in the queue ahead of them?
Definitely contact your bank, a community bank, if you don't have another bank, and do your best to get an application in. Who says there's not going to be a third tranche?
Or a fourth or a fifth. Who knows? Attorney Nancy Hancock, thank you so much for the time. Very illuminating.
Thank you. My pleasure.